Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We've talked to him the last couple of Wednesdays. Taylor Kiles of CLNS joining us here again on Jones and Keefe. Taylor, how are we doing this week?
Doing well. It's like we're going steady or something.
It kind of is. It's very, 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 very flattering that you would say such a thing. Speaking of flattery, Mike Vrabel has identified you, and we were talking about this earlier today, because Mike Vrabel seems like at least a gruff exterior. We saw some of the videos after the game. Maybe there's more friendliness there than I realized, but a gruff exterior anyway on Vrabel. He's highlighted your work a couple of different times this year. What's your reaction to Vrabel kind of singling that out?
Of course, I appreciate it, but honestly, I'm a very self-conscious person, so it kind of feels like when you were a kid and you had the magnifying glass on the ants. I didn't do this. There were some weird kids that did it, but it kind of feels like that. Like, it's nice, and I appreciate it, but I also kind of shrink in my seat a little bit. But, you know, I react very strangely to it. But, yes, it is very kind of him to, you know, show his version of some love.
Well, it's funny because we are the same way. We rarely get compliments, but when we do, we always wonder if the person's being sarcastic or what's
the catch.
How dare you, Vrabel?
Honestly, after the first time, I just asked him a question about the run defense or the run game, and he was like, oh, we averaged 5 yards a carry, so I think we did all right. So I thought he was kind of ribbing me a little bit, but then it kind of grew its own legs. But yeah, you know, it's funny, and it's all work, you know. It's I don't know. See, I'm already freaking out. Let's
get some football stuff. Let's just move on altogether. But the game on Sunday, a great game, obviously, by the Patriots, and a fourth quarter game-winning drive by Drake May, and he had been putting together a really good start to the season, but kind of taking it to the next level on Sunday night, specifically in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, man. The maturity that we've seen from this 23-year-old in his second year, especially in this Josh McDaniels offense, is pretty outstanding. Now, I will say, I thought that the way that Drake plays football, where I saw it on his UNC tape, and I even asked him last year, like, how do you read defenses? Are you looking at, you know, are you trying to say with this coverage, are you looking at space? And he's like, yeah, for him, it's space and leverage, which is exactly what Josh McDaniels' offense is designed to exploit. That's why you have all the route adjustments. That's why some people think it's complicated, because it's designed to basically beat any kind of coverage you're getting. So obviously in the summer, you know, there were some hiccups. I was kind of wondering how long it would take for them to really mesh. But over the past 2-3 weeks, I think we've really seen that. And last night, not only did we see the growth in the offense, but also his ability to drive down the field in a critical moment at the end of the half. Not once, but twice. Remember, he did it at the end of the first half, and obviously to win the game with some insane throws. So that was one of the bigger question marks maybe I had so far with Drake May's game. Can he get that staple comeback drive? And he did it, and I really think Patriots fans, you know, I'm kind of hesitant sometimes to get excited about this kind of thing, but Patriots fans should be excited. They really did get a good one.
You're very thorough in your breakdown of the team. People can check it out at tkiles39 on Twitter. Again, Taylor Kiles from CLNS joining us here on WEEI. What have you seen progression-wise because I think we saw a different Steph Diggs on Sunday night in his return to Buffalo. What have you seen progression-wise and how the Patriots have used Steph Diggs more and more, the different ways they've used him over these last 5 weeks, last month plus?
Funny thing is, he's still been part of a rotation because they like to get Mac Hollins involved. They like to get Booty involved. Kyle Williams was even involved. Honestly, he was on the field for a few of Stephon Diggs' big catches. But I think the growth has been, one, the chemistry with Drake May for him to feel comfortable going to Stephon Diggs when things break down. And Diggs, I mean, this is a guy who played with Josh Allen for years. And you can see that in how quickly, like on that deep scramble completion, his ability to quickly identify that he needed to get upfield, put a move on the defender, and then exploit space and obviously making a couple of really impressive catches along the sideline. Just that veteran savvy that he's got. But I feel like the biggest progression that I've seen from Stephon Diggs is the yards after catch. The Patriots, really outside of DeMario Douglas and the running backs, don't have any yak guys. And the fact that Stephon Diggs was able to put moves on guys, kind of shake free, and turn short completions into not just first downs, but even some explosive gains, that's huge because that takes pressure off of Drake May and the rest of the offense, you know, because obviously Drake can sling it downfield with the best of them. But you'd also like for him to be able to throw a stick, you know, 3 or 4 yards downfield and then have that turn into like a 15-yard gain. So obviously their chemistry is building. We saw that last week with the back shoulder, which was something that they had kind of struggled with in the summer, and I was wondering when they were going to find some rhythm there. But I think the usage is pretty similar to what it's been. You know, also coming off the ACL, I don't know if they want to have him out there for like 80% of snaps necessarily. But what they're doing right now is working, and it's been fun to watch, obviously.
What do you do with the running back position going forward? Obviously, Antonio Gibson now out for the season with a torn ACL. Ramondre Stevenson had yet another fumble. And Trayvon Henderson hasn't looked as explosive as he did back in the preseason. So, you know, this week and going forward, what would you do in the backfield?
I think with the Ramondre Stevenson fumble situation, you gotta take it as it goes. Because at this point, it's almost like a quarterback situation where, like, yeah, if a quarterback throws, you know, Drake throws 3 interceptions, you're not going to bench him, but you're going to have a stern talk to him and be like, hey, dude, this can't happen. You know, this cannot be a regular thing. Unfortunately, with Ramondre, we know that it is. But it was one thing when you at least had Antonio Gibson, who we saw, he went in the game and really had some of the best runs that they had all night and really started getting things going. But with his very unfortunate injury, I don't know that you really can do much, but unless Ramondre fumbles like he did the other week twice in one game, then, yeah, you maybe have to take a snap swing and rely on Trayvon Henderson. But you're in a really tough spot right now where Trayvon, I think he still looks explosive, but I think the game is very fast for him right now, as I've already mentioned. That's still the case. In pass protection, you still can't rely on him consistently, which impacts his ability to see the field, even though they're still using him a decent amount. Like, they have a bunch of 2 running back packages where they try to push the ball downfield, and they'll have Mondre and then Trayvon in the backfield to help out the tackle. So he's been pretty good at that, but the pass pro is shoddy. So maybe you sign somebody off the street, but that's going to be someone who's new to the offense, who's going to have to learn the protections themselves, who has to get a feel for the offensive line. So that's not really an ideal situation either. And frankly, Ramondre is still their best running back, and it's not particularly close. So it's a really tough position that they're in, but I think it's still going to be Ramondre as that bell cow. And just by default, I think we are going to see more of Trayvon Henderson. Hopefully, with the increased reps and experience, that'll help him maybe acclimate to the game a little bit faster.
You mentioned the running backs, or Keith asked you about the running backs. I'm looking at your report card. Running back was a C-, safety was a C+. Also in there, the O-line checked in at a C+. I saw a tweet you highlighted Will Campbell and Jared Wilson. You said it wasn't perfect, but it was good enough. What did you see out of the offensive line on Sunday night, and how do you feel about the direction they're heading on the O-line?
I thought the pass pro was pretty impressive, to be honest. Now, there were some losses, like the hole shot that Drake May made to Kayshon Booty towards the end of the game when he got hit. That was one of the few times that a twist actually worked against that rookie left side. Jared Wilson was slow to pick a guy up, and then Drake May gets hit. But for the most part, I really thought they were impressive. There were a couple plays where the Bills used what's called a coffee house blitz, where you kind of pretend like you're going to drop or you're going to go somewhere else, and once that guy moves on thinking you're going to leave, you end up going right to that same gap. It's very hard to defend. I'm actually going to ask the offensive lineman today, what the hell are you supposed to do against that? They got beat on that, but that's a really tough thing that you don't see very often. But other than that, man, Jared Wilson is a tough dude to beat one-on-one. Sometimes, you know, as a rookie, you'll make some mental mistakes, but his ability to recover, to just lock guys up. So many times you'd see him really get his hands on somebody, and they just didn't really move. And that was something you saw in his college tape that's absolutely translated. In those one-on-one situations, I think he's gotten significantly more comfortable. Also, you know, with the stunts and the blitzes and things, but still a few hiccups. And then Will Campbell, his work against Joey Bosa was very impressive. There was one rep where Bosa actually beat him initially, and then Will Campbell showed why he was the fourth overall pick, because his ability to get back into position, the flexibility, and the quick feet where, you know, some guys who are heavier, it's hard for them to get back into position, whereas Will, very, very athletic guy, where, yeah, you can win initially, but you have to beat him clean for you to actually get to the quarterback. Saw him make a couple nice recoveries, and that's the biggest thing for these rookie offensive linemen. You're going to get beat, but can you recover? So I was very encouraged by their pass pro. Really generally the offensive line, there were some hiccups on the right side as well against the stunt, but I thought they were solid. I'm more worried about the run game. I'm starting to think that, you know, it's just going to have to be a to be determined on whether or not they're going to be a consistent ground attack, because that's where I think the rookie left side hurts you the most, because it's hard to know when there's post-snap movement, how you respond to that consistently. Different teams do different things and throw certain stuff at you. And also, I think that Mike Nwenu, he's been improving. He's been inconsistent. And Garrett Bradbury, while he's impressed me in pass pro, has, you know, been very boom or bust as a run blocker. And I'm just not sure how long that's going to take to fix. I've been talking about it for a few weeks, but I feel like I'm banging my head against a wall, and I don't see a lot of...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Significant improvement. It's more just like baby steps each week. So the pass pro is awesome. It's a big reason I think that Drake May has been successful. But the run game, I really don't know how much you can rely on it to be consistently effective.
You know, the defense has looked a lot better the last 2 weeks. Is that simply getting Christian Gonzalez back, or is there something else jumping out at you?
I think Christian Gonzalez is a big part of it, because a lot of the big plays they were giving up before he got back in the lineup was to Alex Austin, who was basically trying to replace him and was often put in very difficult situations. I also think that Robert Spillane has been much more consistent. I thought all of the linebackers were actually very good against the Bills, which I was honestly afraid of, because you know, Jack Gibbons isn't the most athletic guy, but he's very instinctive. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes. I actually had one play on the flea flicker. I don't know how he even made that competitive, because the dude bit fully on the run and then turned his back, caught up to Curtis Samuel and got his hand in there. That was pretty remarkable. Jelani Tavai in his first game back looked like the Jelani Tavai that I think we expected him to be last year and that he had been in the last couple years of Belichick. That's a big part of it. And obviously this pass rush, man, Christian Barmore, man, he's getting closer to that 2023 form. I'm telling you, they were holding him. They were dragging him to the ground. They didn't know what the hell to do with Christian Barmore. He was dominant against the pass, had a couple of nice reps against the run as well. And he even freed up Milton Williams at times. And just all the depth they have on that defensive front of just quality veterans and the twitch that they run sometimes. There's been a few times that Milton Williams, as much as he's paid and as effective as he is on his own, has really gotten sacks because of the guys around him. So it all starts with that defensive front where they poured all their money, but it also helps when the linebackers are consistent and they're, you know, keying their gaps and making all the right decisions. And then you've got one of the best cornerback groups in the league. Also, shout out Marcus Jones for making a lot of plays on Sunday. So, I mean, this is a good defense. It may not have a ton of names that people are familiar with, but I think there's a lot of quality players on that, especially in the front, but on the back end as well.
Taylor Kyle, CLNS, joining us here on Jones and Keefe. Next four, Taylor, at New Orleans this weekend, at Tennessee, home against Cleveland, home against Atlanta. That leads into Tampa Bay on November 9th. These next four, what's your expectation? How many do they have to win?
I think they've got to win. Tampa's tough. Tampa's a team where lose.
I'm sorry. Maybe I asked that poorly. Take Tampa out of it. These next four, New Orleans, Tennessee, Cleveland, Atlanta, next month. How many do they have to win out of those four?
Okay, thank goodness. Yeah, the rest of those, you got to win those games, I think. I know it's tough. You're going to be on the road a lot. That's never easy. And you also just came off a Bills game that was probably very emotionally draining in a good way. But that's a primetime spot in a hostile environment. So I think this week against the Saints especially is going to be its own test where, you know, wow, the Patriots have trap games again, where you just came off a big win. Can you stay locked in? And then I think they really should. The Saints have some good players, but I think this should be a pretty convincing win for them if they play even better version of what they did in Buffalo, because we know there were still some things that they had to clean up. But, yeah, I think this is a slate of games where they should be able to clean house and continue to build some confidence, you know, advance whatever they want to do schematically and just get more chemistry within the group, because these are just not very good teams. These were teams I didn't think were going to be very good, and they've been worse than I expected. And that was why at the beginning of the season, I said 13 winnable games. People thought I was crazy, but I just didn't see a lot of intimidating teams on their schedule, considering you've got Mike Vrabel, who's been a coach of the year. You have Drake May, who's a budding young star. And you have Josh McDaniels, who I think is like one of the top three or five offensive coordinators and play callers in the NFL. So when you have that combination and a defense that's playing well, an offensive line that's kind of exceeding expectations, honestly, an offense period, I think that's exceeding expectations. Yeah, you know, you never want to sleep on any team because the NFL is the NFL. But if they continue to improve, they absolutely should win out.
All right, through 5 weeks, who's the best team in the AFC?
Is it the Colts?
I mean, maybe.
I'm not watching a whole lot of other teams, to be honest. Yeah, but, yeah. I mean, it's got to be the Colts, right? Which is crazy to say.
I know. It is crazy. I mean, it's just
so
tough.
Indy's 4-1.
Well, they're 4-1.
Buffalo's 4-1. Jacksonville is 4-1. Yeah, I don't know that I feel strongly about any of those
they
teams.
They haven't played great teams, but they've blown out a bunch of teams. The Colts. Like, they haven't. They've beaten the Dolphins, Broncos, who are good, Titans, and Raiders. And then they lost to the Rams. But, I mean, they're 4-1. I mean, the Jaguars are 4-1. I think it might still be the Bills, honestly. Like, yeah. I know they lost that one, but if I had to like project going forward as well as what they've done so far, and that's why the win for the Patriots is so good, because I think they did beat the best team in the conference.
Oh, yeah, especially if they get Ed Oliver back. That's going to be huge, because I think that game also would have gone differently if they had their best defensive player. But yeah, I was thinking more record-wise, just how crazy it is that so many of the teams at the top of the AFC are teams that you weren't even thinking of even sniffing the playoffs. But yeah, no, I think you're probably right. It is the Bills, especially if they get out a little bit healthier down the stretch.
Well, and it's wide open either way. If the Bills are the best team and you just beat them in primetime in Buffalo, AFC wide open. Taylor Kyles, check out his work, CLNS. Follow him on Twitter at TKyles39. Maybe hear Vrabel shout him out later today when you hear from Mike Vrabel at 1 o'clock. Taylor, we appreciate it. As always, thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for the time, fellas.
All right, thank you.
Taylor Kyles joining us here on Jones and Keefe. Good, thorough breakdown.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.